This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, I need one of you guys to explain this to me, because I'm kind of confused. This doesn't make a lot of sense. Did you guys know that we have this doomsday clock? I guess we actually have a clock that is set to when the apocalypse is supposed to happen. All right, now I'm really kind of confused by all that, all right? Because, and I think what confused me was that Bruce Willis movie Armageddon. I always mix up apocalypse with Armageddon. But I guess there's a clock. And scientists have moved the hands of the clock. So it's not a clock that is ticking like my biological clock, which I really don't care about anymore because I'm done having kids. And if any of you have even seen my pelvic organs, you'd be like, what can Dahlia even do at this point? It's kind of creepy. But according to this article from CNN, we are creeping closer to the apocalypse. And this is a panel of scientists and scholars are behind this. It's a Chicago-based Bulletin of Atomic Scientists that have moved the doomsday clock, which is supposed to be this symbolic countdown to the end of the world. And they have now moved it to 2.5 minutes to midnight. Now, I guess this is the first time since 1953, after the hydrogen bomb test in the U.S. and Soviet Union, that humanity has been this close to a global disaster, according to this panel. The group is blaming President Donald Trump for his disturbing comments about the use of nuclear weapons and views on climate change, among other factors, cyber threats, rise of nationalism, etc. So the board's decision to move the clock is based on what Donald Trump has said. And they say the clock was moved less than a full minute, which is, I guess, supposed to be a very big deal for the doomsday clock. I think God's kind of in charge of doomsday, not Donald Trump. So, you know, if anything's going to happen, I think it's in God's hands. Or I'm really afraid of the sun. All these solar flares and being close to the sun. And maybe it's because of some of the old Superman movies. I'm literally kind of freaked out by the sun. So that's why I don't want to go out into outer space, because I don't want to accidentally fall into the sun. You know, that's just me. I just have that fear. I don't know what that phobia is where you don't want to be in outer space. Like, no outer space a phobia for me. Or no outer space for me a phobia. That's what I would probably have. Okay, so anyway, they say the emblematic clock has remained at 3 minutes to midnight for the past 2 years, but in a statement released earlier this week, the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists said it was taking a number of recent developments into account. Now, this team of Nobel laureates at the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists have been compiling research and analysis to set the doomsday clock since 1945. Some of you guys may want this doomsday clock. Personally, I think it's a waste of money. It's a waste of money. What are we supposed to do? If they say, look, guys, we are moving the doomsday clock to 5 seconds, does that mean we have 5 seconds? What are we supposed to do? You can't have sex in 5 seconds. I mean, I think the quickest my husband and I ever had sex might have been 14, but what are you supposed to do? And if they say, look, you know, we are getting closer and closer, and if they say, all right, guys, we are 30 seconds away from the doomsday clock, we are going to be moving at that 30 seconds, and it's going to be doomsday. Again, what are we supposed to do? So, it's, to me, Now, they say it's an independent nonprofit group. They use data to assess global threats like treaty negotiations, geopolitical tensions, development in the world of technology. In 1963, scientists moved this clock back to 12 minutes from 7 when the U.S. and Soviet leaders signed the Partial Test Ban Treaty, ending all atmospheric nuclear testing, which, by the way, I'm for because I had an uncle that died in the 50s after nuclear testing from leukemia. So personally, we don't need that crap in the air. Now, the hand reverted to 7 minutes from midnight back in 1968 when France and China joined the nuclear arms race and the U.S. became more involved in Vietnam. Then pressure eased, so the clock ticked back, and then in subsequent years it swung back and forth. Apparently, it went to an alarming 3 minutes to midnight in 1984 when U.S. and Soviet relations hit a new low. And then it swung back to 17 minutes from midnight in 1991 after the end of the Cold War. So I guess this clock has been going back and forth, which to me doesn't make sense why it's a clock. Okay, because, you know, a clock is only supposed to move forward. So I really don't get that. All right, so now they are, I guess, warning us that we are pretty darn close to the end of the world based on new developments that they have seen over the last few weeks. So I don't know what we're supposed to do with this. I think it's a waste of time. But for those of you that are really, really into doomsday clocks, and this is kind of your thing, all right, the current doomsday clock is at, is it 2.5 minutes to midnight? Is that what they said? Okay, which again makes absolutely no sense to me. I still don't know what we're supposed to do. Yeah, so it's 2.5 minutes to midnight. So basically the clock is 11:57:30. And is that, are you only supposed to look at it backwards? All right. I'm fearful. I tell you what really scares me. It's not this doomsday clock. We got a lot to talk about. Cat poop can put us at risk for Alzheimer's. We're going to tell you why. That's pretty scary. Washington State is reporting 278 cases of mumps. Now, you're going to see some sources say 80 cases of mumps. Some sources say 278. That's kind of based on confirmed and alleged cases. But we're going to talk about mumps. You know, the mumps. Okay. Which was big in the 1950s and 1960s. So maybe this doomsday clock doesn't have to do with Trump, but it has to do with the mumps. Who knows? There may be a new drug, new weapon against superbugs. Your roommate's genes could influence your health. Remember if you have a roommate and her period starts messing with your period? Oh, isn't that creepy? I cannot tell you how true that is. Because I went through a lot of roommates because, you know, depending on who would be graduating or who would be moving or whatever, you know, I would bounce around apartments until I got my own apartment. And so I had multiple different roommates. And my period would completely coincide, which is very concerning to me, because what is my body picking up from somebody else? I don't know. But we're going to talk about how your roommate's genes could mess you up. Don't go away. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You are what you eat. No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body's not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of the conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Tuning in. The 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Mackenzie, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. Yeah, I know. I thought Mackenzie would quit after working on my show, but no, he didn't. He didn't quit. Yeah, I'm not that bad to work with. Everybody thinks I'm some evil witch. I'm really not that bad. I'm really kind of a pussycat. I'm pretty nice. All right. Speaking of pussycats, let's look at cat poop. Scientists claim that if you clean your cat poop, and remember, guys, I got four cats. So all they do is poop. All I am doing is smelling cat poop all day long. Because the little kitty cats always have something in their tushy. I don't understand it. The dog poops, but Corey, my husband, deals with the dog poop. Because I go, oh, it's just so big, and I just can't, you know, deal with all that work right now. And, you know, it's such a manly thing. You know, can you, like, clean the dog poop? So basically, we split up the duties. Okay. So we split up the duties where my husband does the dog poop and I do the four cats. And I'm really getting the crappier deal of the two. Again, no pun intended. Now they're saying that cat feces, and this isn't the first time they've said that. I think we talked about this a couple years ago. Those of us that clean up the cat poo-poo are more at risk of getting schizophrenia, brain cancer, anxiety, and now they're saying Alzheimer's. Now, why? What is the big deal about cat poop? Well, one, it just really stinks. Also, all that poo-poo powder. You know, I don't like breathing that stuff in, the kitty litter. We call it poo-poo powder because the cats know if I say, you know, do you have enough kitty litter? They don't know what I'm saying. But if I say, do you need more poo-poo powder? They're like, no! So they know what poo-poo powder is. But, and I don't like breathing that stuff in. I really suggest you guys wear a mask. Because I just don't see how any of those particulates, even if they are pooped up or peed up yet, are good for the lungs. But it's the parasite Toxoplasma gondii. All right? Remember how we talked about how pregnant women should not be cleaning cat poop? Because if they pick up this Toxoplasma gondii, it could be fatal to the fetus. All right? So we do not want pregnant women dealing with Toxoplasma gondii. They say one-third of people worldwide are suspected of having it. Well, now they're saying, look, this isn't just a fear for pregnant women. This is a fear for everybody. So cat owners, don't wash your hands thoroughly after handling contaminated litter. And pregnant women can pass the infection to a child in the womb. Once infection occurs, this parasite moves to the brain. Okay? This is very scary stuff. So the symptoms could be where you have absolutely no idea what the heck is going on to you actually getting very, very sick or even becoming schizophrenic, where you have a loss of a distortion of reality. Now, it's a chronic infection many times. So it'll just sit there and brew. Maybe you don't, you know, get the pain and the symptoms like you would with a meningitis or a, you know, encephalitis. But if you have something chronically messing with the brain, causing scarring, that could have a picture just like Alzheimer's. You could also get some mood disorders. Now, since I've had cats, I haven't really noticed any change in my moods, except for when they wipe their butt on my pillow. Last night I went to bed, and there was poo-poo powder in the bed. And I'm like, wait a second here. I cleaned the litter boxes, and the litter boxes are at least 20 feet away from the, you know, from where the bed is. What the hell is going on? Well, it's because one of the cats really likes to rub their tushy on my very soft pillow. So now I have remnants of poo-poo powder and pieces of the poop on the poo-poo powder on my pillow. Okay, so now I am getting one hell of a dose and inoculation of Toxoplasma gondii. So I'm pretty ticked off at all the cats, and I'm ready to kick all of them out of the house. I'm so sick of this. It's ridiculous. And it stinks. They stink up the house. So anyway, the study was published in the journal Parasitology. It focused on mice, some that were infected with the parasite and others that were altered to create an Alzheimer's disease model. The mice were then tested for behavioral and molecular changes. The authors from Lorestan University of Medical Sciences in Iran found that after infection with the parasite, mice had impaired learning and memory function just as if they would with Alzheimer's. Now, why am I telling you guys all this, okay, if you don't have cats? It's not just cats. You can get this parasite when you eat contaminated meat, drink contaminated water. You know, people with HIV, we've been kind of urging them to drink bottled water because we don't want them to pick up toxoplasmosis, cryptosporidium from water, water sources. So you can, you know, it's not just about the kitty cats and their tushies. I got four kitty cats. I got Shaky Boo. I got Zazie. I got Snowball. I got little Snappy Boo. Snappy's so cute. I love my kitty cat. Sorry, I love my cat. I love them. I love their pins, but though. All right. They said in one group, the infection actually increased the likelihood of Alzheimer's in these mice. So, according to Michael Sukido, editor of the Journal of Parasitology, says that it is highly plausible that T. gondii, or Toxoplasmosis gondii, may be linked to Alzheimer's. Now, if that's the case, this could be actually cool in that maybe one way to prevent Alzheimer's is to do a prophylactic treatment for toxoplasmosis gonadine. I mean, you know, when you have somebody that's starting to lose their memory, maybe run a test for this. You know, I'm noticing that my memory is not as good as it used to be. You know, there was somebody on The Celebrity Apprentice, and my husband said, "Yeah, you interviewed her on your show." I go, "I did. I should have remembered that." He goes, "Well, I remembered it because she's hot." And I'm like, "But I just don't, you know, why am I starting to forget who I interviewed on the show? That's crazy. That makes no sense. I never forget anything like that." So something could be going on, and it could be the cat poop. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, speaking of pregnant people, they say a pregnant Texas woman likely contracted her Zika locally. On Tuesday, the Texas Department of State Health Services confirmed that a pregnant Texas woman who had not traveled outside the state contracted Zika. The Bexar County woman, who has not been identified, traveled to Brownsville in November. Around the same time, six of the city residents acquired Zika from mosquitoes. The woman did not get sick at the time, but underwent Zika testing during her regular prenatal care, which I think is very cool that they're doing that, where they're now testing, you know, pregnant women for Zika. Health officials noted that the fact that the transmission occurred in Bexar County is not indicative of an increased risk and believes the infection could have been transmitted by mosquitoes or through sexual contact with an infected partner. The woman's due date or current status has not been revealed. Now, the Texas Department of State Health reported that the state has one Zika case in 2017, with 300 cases reported for 2015 and 2016. But in November, the state confirmed the first case of locally transmitted Zika. Now, some of you are saying, "Dahlia, Zika hasn't been in the news for a while. It's cold right now. We don't care about it." I'm a little nervous, okay? I think even though this has been a very cold winter and a very wet winter, that is going to lead to a resurgence of mosquitoes because of all the wet. Even California has, I think, half its state has dropped the drought warnings. So with the wetter winter that we've had, I'm expecting the mosquitoes to make a comeback. And remember, we still don't know who acquired Zika through sex, because if they don't have any symptoms, they're not getting tested. Have I ever gotten tested for Zika? No. Have I gotten bitten by mosquitoes? Yep. Have I had sex? No. I haven't. See? And so, you know, maybe some of us, you know, have Zika and we don't know, and then we have sex and we give it to somebody. So don't turn your back on this. This is something that I'm hoping pharmaceutical companies are still working on for a vaccine, and I hope they're taking very seriously. But Zika is nothing to mess with. Do you guys feel like we're always behind the ball? We are always, you know, behind the curve. You know, I feel stupid. I just do. I feel like, you know, we have all this technology. We have all this science. And it just takes us forever. Like, look, with Alzheimer's, every week I tell you guys about some new development in Alzheimer's. Yet have we stopped it? No. Nah. Have we found a cure? Nope. Nope. And you know, we're just behind the curve. Same thing with Zika. You know, I mean, thank God the Ebola outbreak, you know, started to calm down because of the great isolation measures that were done and the, you know, immediate treatment, and that ZMAP was amazing. But, you know, nature is ahead of us. Nature is, you know, just like terrorists. You know how they say, you know, the terrorists are always ahead of the curve and we're always behind the curve? You know, so here we are worried about, you know, hairspray and makeup in a woman's travel case. And these terrorists are already on to, you know, implanting bombs and tampons and stuff. I mean, they're already way ahead of us. Well, same thing with these bugs. Same thing with nature. And by the time we figure it out, sometimes it's too late. I mean, that's what happened with HIV. HIV, you know, had been around for decades. In fact, I think the first earliest transmission, you know, from ape to human might have been in the 1880s. You know, it makes its way to the Caribbean by the 1960s, right, from Africa. Then it gets to New York, starts to travel to San Francisco in the 70s, they believe. And then all these gay men were dying in the 80s. And we didn't know what it was, what was going on. Yet the virus was out for a while. The virus was there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Julia writes, I have two sons, 20 years old and 18, and neither want to go to college. The older one dropped out, and the younger one refused to register this last fall. They live at home and have a jackass home business that brings in no income. One smokes marijuana, so I'm afraid to kick him out of the house as he becomes homeless. So she wants to know what to do with these kids. And, oh, if they were my kids, oh, boy, I would rip them a new one. I, you know, and this just seems to be more of a trend. Are you guys noticing that? Kids don't want to go to college. They don't want to go to school. Now, okay, in their defense, okay, I always have to look at both sides. I always have to be devil's advocate, okay? If I was a 20-year-old and I saw the expense that would have to come out of my pocket or I would have to borrow to get a degree that may be useless because so many people get degrees these days now. You know, they're going to be offering free college. A bachelor's degree does not guarantee you a job. It used to. I mean, remember, you had to at least have a high school diploma just to even be looked at for a job. Now it's, you know, so many people have gone to college that you have to have a bachelor's degree just to be able to be handed an application. Well, that's not enough incentive for some of these younger individuals. And I get that. College is hard. College is expensive. You know, if they don't feel like doing the work or they don't want to fail, they don't want to have a bad record, you know, they hear of these cases like Mark Wahlberg. I think he went to Harvard or BU or MIT. I forget. But they look at who's the Facebook guy? Why can't I think of the Facebook guy? Zuckerberg, you know, who I don't believe finished college, came up with Facebook. Okay. You hear of these overnight successes that didn't go to college, and they're like, convince me, Mom, why I should go. Now, what I see missing drastically, very, very drastically in the next generation is I don't see the fight. This is why I think it's so important for kids to go to be in sports, because that's when they learn to compete. That's when they get that drive to fight for something. You know, have been for years interviewing students, you know, for medical school. And, you know, they'll basically give you the same answer and the textbook answer. Well, you know, I want to help people. I want to be a doctor. I want to whatever. And I'm like, no. Okay, I've heard all that before. Okay, we know that's why you're here. All right, I have to choose you over thousands of other people. Why you? Why should I pick you? Well, you know, these other applicants are probably good. Where's the fight? There is one zebra out there, and that is the only food that's going to feed your family back in caveman days. And you have all these other cavemen that want that zebra, and you have to outrun them and get to that zebra before they do. Or you are bringing home no meat to your family. Where is that fight? And I just goad them and goad them till I'm like, why you? I mean, you're a good student. Everybody's a good student. Why should I pick you? There's only this one spot. What makes you better or special than all these other applicants? And I have to get them to the point where I start to see that fight. And people are afraid. People are afraid to look competitive. Okay, yeah, you don't want to throw somebody under the bus. You want to be a team player. But I want to know that you're going to fight for something. I want to know that when the going gets tough, you have that inner drive to make it to the end. So I got two boys. All right? So I can relate to this one lady. One of them definitely wants to, well, I mean, they both want to go to college, but one has a bigger drive than the other. But, you know, when I see them dislike school and they're like, oh, Mom, you have it so easy that you don't have to be in school. Excuse me, I was in school 3 times longer than you guys will probably ever be, okay? I've been in school, right, most of my life trying to become a doctor. So, you know, back off with how my life is so much easier. I had to go to school, too, all right? And 36-hour shifts are no walk in the park. But I always have to teach them. I go, guys, you know, remember, if you are going to be the breadwinners, okay, or if you're going to be the man of the house, and now it's nice that, you know, women work also and, you know, people share the workload. But, you know, still, I mean, some women will have the opportunity to not work and, you know, be a homemaker, which is wonderful. And some men will have that opportunity to be a homemaker, which is great. But I tell my boys, if you guys aren't going to be the homemakers and you have to be out there in the competitive business world, where is that fight? Even moms and dads who are homemakers, they have to have that fight. You got to make, you know, it's a tough job all around. You got to fight for your kid. You got to fight for your family. You got to fight for your place on this earth. So what you need to do with your two sons Julia, who are 20 and 18, is you're going to make them poop or get off. I don't care if they smoke marijuana. Okay, kick them out. Or make them pay rent. You could kick them out. Really, they're going to become homeless? There's two of them. They could get jobs. Did you guys ever see that show Step Brothers? That movie Step Brothers with Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly? Great movie. They're basically 40 years old, still living at the parents' home. Okay, you have to sometimes kick them out. We had a family member who was kind of living on our dime, and we had to say, go, you're finishing college. You could live on your own. I mean, what I learned in college wasn't so much all the biology and the biochem and the chemistry. It was, you know, how do I make my rent? How do I squeeze money together for my power bill? Right? What do I do when the car needs repairs? You know, it was how to deal with things financially. And I just kept picking up extra part-time jobs while going to school. You know, and my fight was I didn't want to be poor like my parents were. Right? I didn't want my family to not have good medical care, right? Because they didn't have the money and they ran out of the money. You know, seeing family members live with us when they probably should have been in a hospice facility, and then later we scraped up enough money to put the, you know, and I saw that, I'm like, oh, no, that's not going to happen. And so I fought and I fought and I fought, and I, you know, pulled whatever money I could so I didn't have to borrow during undergrad, and then borrowed to get through medical school, and even waited tables in medical school until I got through. You have to have that fight. And if your kids don't want to go to college, and, you know, how do you convince your kids that college is the way to go? You know, they have to then think beyond a bachelor's degree. Right? If everybody has a bachelor's degree, and many bachelor's degrees don't buy you jobs, then you need to think beyond that. Okay? You need to get some work experience. You need to have that degree and then some. You need to start working your way through a, you know, through a firm. I mean, there's got to be something that they want to do. Okay? I see this all the time. And, you know, and people make fun of the millennials and all that. It's not really their fault. Okay? You know, we came from parents that, you know, fought in Vietnam or fought in World War II. Grandparents who lived through the Depression. So we had constant reminders, Holocaust, fleeing persecution. So we have constant reminders that things could get bad very, very quickly. Right? And that, you know, having a cush, can be very temporary. These kids, they don't have that. You know, we have the Bush years, the end of the Clinton years. You know, yes, there was the Persian Gulf War, but, you know, our we don't really talk about that much with the kids, if many of us weren't a part of that. And so, you know, the kids are looking at us who were, you know, from the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, and they're like, well, you know, life is good, you know, and they don't feel that desperation. Do I hear stories of the Depression in my house? No, we don't talk about the Depression, but I grew up with that with my grandparents. For my kids now, grandpa's dead, so they don't get any of his stories when he was in the military. You know, and my mom, you know, she just nags. So, you know, these kids aren't getting what we got as kids. And so there's no fear. 1-877 Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A Plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I just had a piece of cake. Ooh, the sugar buzz. Oh, that cake was yummy. You know, my husband went to the bakery and he got the Cookie Monster cake. Remember, I took you through these Cookie Monster cakes? I believe it's through the Albertsons. Is it Albertsons? Vaughn's. And it has, you know, big Cookie Monster with the googly eyes and a chocolate chip in the mouth. And oh my gosh, but remember the blue frosting makes your poop look a funny color? Yeah, so I'm a little nervous about that, but oh my god, that was so yummy. I got cake all over my fingers. Yummy cake. This caught my eye. Human pig embryos. Now, let's see what the... I haven't read this article yet. It just caught my eye right now. So let's take a look at it. They're making human pig chimera embryos. The embryos are less than 0.001% human. And the rest pig. They have been made and analyzed by scientists. It is the first proof chimeras, named after the mythical lion, goat, serpent monster, has been made by combining material from humans and animals. Why are we doing this? The scientific report in the journal Cell shows the process is challenging, and the aim of growing human organs in animals is distant. So what they want to do is grow a human organ in a pig. So if I need an ovary, and they use this chimera technology, they would take a pig, put some human stem cells in the pig, have the pig grow the organ till its maturity, and then give me the ovary. Maybe that's not that bad. But it's not kosher then. For those of us that really aren't supposed to be eaten or, you know, associated with pigs. I think pigs are cute. Pigs are supposed to be like really, really smart, like the smartest pet to have, little pigs. Oh, oink, oink. Love little pigs. Anyway, it was described as an exciting publication by other researchers. Excited, I'm confused. To create a chimera, it looks like chimera, but it's pronounced, I think, chimera. Human stem cells, which could develop into any tissue, are injected into a pig embryo. The embryo is now a mix of human and pig. I don't think this is anywhere allowed in the Bible. I don't think you're allowed to do that. Even beyond kosher. I mean, I don't think you're supposed to be doing this. Then they implant this embryo human pig mix into a sow for up to 1 month, right? It's not sow, it's sow, right? That's supposed to be a woman pig, a sow, a sow. All right. And I guess you sew it in there, right? Okay. So the process, they say, appears to be very inefficient. Of the 2,075 embryos implanted, only 186 continued to develop up to the 28-day stage. They said, but crucially, there were signs that human cells were functioning, albeit a tiny fraction of the total tissue, as part of the human pig chimera. They say this is the first time. Look, if I'm mispronouncing it, tough. This is the first time that human cells are... Okay, how do you pronounce a human pig chimera? How do you pronounce that? Okay, I've never seen anything like this before. So don't act like there's a pronunciation that's been long used when this hasn't really happened before. Okay, don't be trying to act all... See, that's the thing, guys. You know, I don't mean to make fun of the British because, you know, I really like, you know, people from Great Britain. But they act like they have the monopoly on how to pronounce words. Okay? They don't. We Americans, we could say tomato or tomato. We could say Missouri or Missouri. We could say Arkansas or Arkansas. We could do whatever the heck we want because we're American. Okay? I understand that the British have to do things properly. And I get that. But then don't be telling me I'm mispronouncing something when I'm not, you know, in Great Britain. Okay? In America, we could call it chimera, 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 and chimera. This is the first time the human cells are seen growing inside a large animal. That's according to Juan Carlos Ispizua Belmonte from the Salk Institute. I can say Juan Carlos. Juan. Commenting on the inefficiency, Professor Belmonte said humans and pigs are separated by a long time in evolution. Development in the womb is also much faster for pigs. Pregnancy lasts less than 4 months compared with 9 months in people. Oh, yeah, that was rough. 9 months. One, we were done in 8. I'm like, I'm done. What happened is he wasn't growing. He didn't grow from 7 months to 8 months, so we induced him at the 8 month because, like, what the heck is he doing there? He'll probably grow better outside of me. You know, less Jack Daniels. And I joke it. Anyway, healthier. So anyway, we gave birth to him 8 months. That was rough, though. They said there's a long distance between now and growing animals with human organs, such as heart, pancreas, and liver, that can be transplanted. Oh, by the way, I think they grew a pancreas in a rat. Now, this could be pretty cool, because if you could later transplant that to a human, you could maybe reverse diabetes. That's very cool. They say, in the meantime, the Salk researchers argue that making chimeras, okay, chimeras, chim-chimity, with more human tissue could be, look, I'm just reading this article now for the first time. So, no, I don't have anything prepared because I just read this human pig thing. So cut me some slack if I throw some singing into the mix. They say, Salk researchers argue that making chimeras with more human tissue could be useful for screening drugs before human trials. Yeah, you test it on the pig. Studying the onset of human diseases, understanding the earliest stages of human embryo development, and explaining differences between organs in different species. I still think it's creepy. Dr. Jun Wu, part of the research team, told the BBC getting the efficiency in the range of 0.1% to 1% human cells should be enough. Even at this early stage of 28 days, billions of cells in the embryo would have millions of human cells. Then testing would be meaningful and practical. Now, there was no evidence that human cells were integrating into the early form of brain tissue. I mean, we really don't want to make a pig human, okay? That could be pretty scary. Now, what happened with rats? Well, a study in the journal Nature showed how organs could be grown in one species for use in another. But you need room. Rats were genetically modified so they could not produce a pancreas. And you need a pancreas to produce, you know, insulin to control sugar levels. Mouse stem cells were injected in the deficient rat embryos that were designed to not have a pancreas, promptly took advantage of the missing pancreas and grew a mouse one there instead because they're mouse stem cells. Then this was transplanted back into mice to treat diabetes. So you see what they did here? Okay. They took mouse stem cells, grew a mouse pancreas, took the mouse pancreas out of the rat that they grew it in, and then they could stick it back in the mouse. So you're using these other animals as hosts to grow organs. Now you could say, well, then why don't they just grow it in another mouse? Because a rat is roomier. A rat is bigger than a mouse. Now, I don't know why I would try to grow a human organ in a pig, go the other way, but, you know, I mean, I'd see an elephant. Because you want a nice roomy space. All right, so how did they do all this? Now, this is cool. A day-old pig embryo is gene-edited to delete the part of the DNA that would allow it to grow a pancreas. Okay, so part of that DNA is gone. Human stem cells are injected now into the embryo. They fill the gap, and the pancreas that will grow is now a human pancreas. The embryo is implanted into a sow or so, whatever the heck a female pig is, and it develops 28 days. Then they hope that the resulting pig fetus with pig embryo and the human DNA with the pancreas, they hope that new pig fetus will have a human pancreas. Then you now have a human pancreas already starting to grow, and then you could later take that and use it for a human. Do you guys get that? Yeah, you'd have to wash it off, but yeah, you know. So it's fascinating stuff. It's a little spooky. Okay, because, you know, we're mixing, you know, humans and pig. I just feel like we're going to be having these, you know, weird pig, you know, running around pigs with, you know, smartphones and you know, dancing to Justin Bieber. But in the name of science, it's interesting. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded...